Just give me 1 second here, Luis, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Hi there, Luis. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. And, of course, Jess wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then you do actually qualify for a reduced rate, being that your business is less than 2 years old. Happy Friday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Likewise. And it's going well.
Good.
Just a few phone calls here and there trying to get a company established fully so we can start making some money.
Yeah, and you've already got a website, which is great. You know, I talk to business owners that don't have a website. A website's a powerful conversion tool. It gives the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. Lets them know
right.
You do what they're looking for. You know, they
can
see
right.
Before and after photos. I like your website. A lot of information on there. Our job would be to make it easier for people to find without already knowing the name of your company. And, of course, you're a young business, so that's going to benefit you. People will just go on Google or Bing, their smartphone or their computer or any device that accesses the Internet. They type in bathroom remodeling, or maybe they type in plumbing contractor near me, or any specific service you want to be found for. Your company, your website will be one of the things people see. You probably use Google. You know, you'll never be the only company that pops up when someone's searching for your services, and not everyone will decide to call you, but that's okay. In fact, I think it's a good thing. You'll only get calls from someone who saw your website first and then decided to call you because they saw something that they liked. It's a very high conversion rate. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. We can target anywhere and everywhere in your service area, or if there's places that you know you don't want to go, we don't run your ads there. So you'll be getting those good calls from the clients you want to provide
great
services for. Now, you're doing residential and commercial. Do you have a preference of one over the other, or you like a nice even?
I would prefer to start with residential.
Okay.
I guess this is something that will be edited in the future, right? And
sure. Yeah, you can always update it. Yeah,
okay,
anything we create, we can update or change. If you want to add services, or if you want to like start shifting a focus towards including commercial work, we can always do that. So for now, though, we'll target more of a residential client. Best part about it is you can kind of pick and choose the jobs you want to take on. The calls come to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate, and it's offered on a month-to-month basis. So we have to make sure that your phone is ringing. That way you'll want to keep the service. Now, it's not just Google. You'll be a top option on both Google and Bing. There's going to be a Facebook campaign as well. There's paid Facebook ads, a social media campaign, of course, Apple Maps and other things like that. But the best part about it is you'll always know exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see with your tracking system, and keep in mind some of our clients just don't even use their tracking system. They just ask them, hey, you never called me before, how'd you hear about me? When they say, oh, I saw your website on the first page of Google, that's maybe enough for some business owners to know the service is working. But you do get detailed reporting and tracking, and the reports update throughout the day and almost real time. So you'll have very up-to-date information about where your work's coming from, keywords and search phrases, how many times you're popping up on each page. And again, most of the time, you simply get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. We do promote your website. We do promote your phone number. Now, as far as pricing goes, you actually qualify for a reduced rate. Our younger companies, 2 years or less, see a savings of a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the services. For your service area, I'd be recommending the Platinum package, that 60-mile radius. That's ideal for this package. But instead of $599, I'd reduce it down to $249, and that $249 would be the exact amount. It's a reduced rate for a young company, but it's not an introductory rate, so it's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's just designed to make it more affordable for younger businesses like yours. It is month-to-month, but we know that our clients keep the service long-term. Your success is our success. We're actually going to be investing in your company a little bit more than that $249 on our end. I mean, it's listed at $599 with a setup fee, too. I want to see what I can do about reducing the cost of that setup fee as well. Now, do you have any questions for me at this point?
So is there any other plans? You said you mentioned the Platinum. Is there like
sure.
a cheaper option, I guess?
Well, you know, about all I could do would be a local-only campaign. It's not much cheaper. and it's not a better deal. cheaper is not always better. I'm sure you know there are, you got competitors out there that might not even be licensed, and they're coming around lowballing, you know, quality contractors like you just to try and swoop up the jobs, and then they do inferior work. It doesn't help out anybody. The local only campaign might shrink your service area by 50%. You might be looking at about 30 miles with that. And since we kind of stopped doing 149 as a local campaign, you'd only save $50 on a local campaign. It'd be 199, and then you would also lose the Facebook ads. There's $100 of Facebook ads included in that 249 package, although I reduced the cost of the package from 599 down to 249. The $100 of Facebook ads is intact, and that's a lot of clicks. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So $100 is about 400 clicks from people in your service area that will see your website. They're not even necessarily looking to find someone to call, but they know they've got some projects. And then when they see your ad that will run, they'll see your website, they'll see what you do. That gives you more opportunities for people to pick up the phone and call you. I definitely would recommend that package. But let me ask you this. I mean, if the budget is the one thing holding you back, I mean, you're almost in luck, right? First of all, it's Friday. My boss is almost always in a good mood on a Friday. He likes to start his weekend early. He has a young daughter, and sometimes he cuts us loose an hour early just so he can go spend time with his daughter. But the other thing, too, is it's a holiday week coming up. We are going to be out of the office on Thursday, and now this morning, it looks like we were just told this morning we're probably not coming back on Friday, which is, you know, it's kind of yay or nay, if you love it or hate it. It's unpaid. You know, we're not getting holiday pay for Friday to stay home. Well. So it's just like an enforced day off. So it doesn't really help anybody. I mean, I guess if it lasts for the holiday weekend, you know, great, go for it. But for others and for me especially, it just means tomorrow, or next week I should say, not tomorrow, but next week I'll have 5 days of work to cram into 3 days, right? So I'll have at least as many listings on average, and things are heating up. You know, the summertime's heating up. We're getting more of these opportunities for different services. Service-based businesses are going into full swing right now. AC, remodelers. I mean, you do remodeling too. This is the time that people get projects done. Even our power washers are seeing like an upswing because people are having, you know, company over, you know, over the summer. They want their place to look nice. So now is a great time for you to get your business out there because more customers need your services and are looking for your services. With that holiday shortened week coming up, I would push through waiving your setup fee altogether. Now, that's going to save you at least $100. And the normal setup fee, I mean, it's listed on our website at $299. I almost always take 50%, maybe even $200 off of that setup fee. But I would normally throw a $99 setup fee on there. But I think it's something you want to do. I think I just need to make it affordable for you. So I'm going to waive the entire $299 setup fee, okay? It would just be the $249 out the door. That keeps the $100 of Facebook ads in play. It looks like you are looking to take on, you know, quite a bit more work. And when you're ready to ramp up and do commercial work, we can easily kind of add more keywords and create more content to get you found for those jobs too. I think you're going to be successful with this campaign. It's not like you're a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You don't need 15 jobs to be profitable. That $249, I mean, especially for some of your services, I think one job would offset the cost of our service for many months at a time. You've got a good-looking website, and I don't mean to disrespect you, but your website is hard to find. It's kind of like a billboard on a dirt road. It is there, but most people aren't going to find it on their own. So you're not getting the full benefit of having that website simply because people don't know that you are in their area providing those services. We'll make it easy for them to find you. They'll find you anytime they're looking for a guy who does what you do. Your website's going to be attached. And from there, I mean, obviously, you'll get phone calls.
When you say $100 worth of Facebook ads, could you explain a little bit what that means?
Sure. So, you know, obviously when people scroll on their Facebook page, there's a live stream and they can click on anything that they want to see. So we would have $100 of Facebook ads targeting specific places, you know, anywhere you really want to be found. Maybe we target the higher end neighborhoods or something like that. Or we can just, you know, kind of spread it out evenly throughout your service area. But if you want to focus on specific places, just a quick analogy. Let's say you've got just a tiny bit of peanut butter. You're making a sandwich for yourself. Your kid says, hey, can you make one for me too, Dad? And you're like, ooh, I only really have enough for one sandwich. Now I got to make two out of it. I'm not saying that $100 of Facebook ads would not be enough to cover a 60-mile radius, because it would. You know, if we're looking at 100 miles, then it would start to get spread a little thin. But we could easily cover 60 miles with that $100. If you wanted to target specific places, well, then you know, now you're going to have even more ads and maybe carryover for the next month. But Facebook ads are about 20 or 22 cents per click. We are Meta partners, Facebook, Instagram, etc. So we are Meta partners, and we are trained and certified to craft those ads in such a way that you'll get good placement and that you'll see a higher return on investment. And when Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, the $100 does equate to about 400 clicks in a month. So people don't even have to be actively looking to hire somebody, but when they're scrolling through their Facebook page just looking for something to look at, they might happen upon their ad, see your website. It gets your website in front of more eyes, and only the eyes in your service area. They may or may not be needing your services. So those Facebook ads are kind of like more traditional advertising, like print ads, radio, billboards.
Yeah.
You might be seen by someone who doesn't need your services. They just scroll right past it. It doesn't even cost you a click. Of course, on Google and Bing, you'll have the opportunity to be right there in the exact moment that someone is actively looking for someone to call. You'll be there as well. But casting that larger net with Facebook, I mean, people in your service area who would say, oh, you know, let me look at this. You know, people are just kind of looking for something to look at, and they might get caught, like I did, by your website. You know, they look at the website, they're like, oh, what does he do? And look at his gallery. And yeah, my goodness, I could get something like that done. Or I wonder how much that costs. Let me just try and call him and find out, right? So it's definitely worth having. Like I said, we did get rid of the $149 for young companies for that local only campaign. So it'd be $199 and you would lose $100 of Facebook ads, and it would shrink your service area down. I definitely wouldn't recommend that. But it is a little more affordable, more budget-friendly. We could always add the Facebook ads in later on, but I would say hit the ground running. You know, it's only an extra $50, and I think one job a year even that you would get from the Facebook campaign would justify the cost of doing those Facebook ads.
Okay. Let me think here. I'm trying to leverage everything. I'm definitely more interested in, you are, you guys are absolutely 1,000% correct. I mean, people go on Google and they search for stuff. You know,
it's a world word of mouth system. You know, we don't know who to call, we Google it. We don't know how to spell a word, we Google it. We don't know what to eat for dinner, we're going to Google it. You know, I mean, that's how
exactly.
We work.
And unfortunately for my company, for me, is I already paid a good amount for a subscription with Angie's lead.
Okay. So you paid like a membership fee to start it, right? Like 280 bucks?
And, you know, I think Google is a more advantageous form of, you know, advertising, but it was kind of like first thing that came was Angie's, and then, you know, I'll go ahead and move forward. I can always pause that for a little bit, and then
yeah, you can pause the Angie. Yeah, I think you'll love it. Now, real quick, I do have clients that are using Angie's, others using Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, or a similar lead-based service. Even my clients that have had it long enough to know that they actually do like it, they've got kind of a proven history of a fairly good conversion rate. Most of my clients, I think most business owners do prefer to get calls directly to them, and a lot of my clients find it preferable to scale back on the leads. Like you said, you can pause your leads. Now, the phone number that we're speaking on, obviously, this is a good number for your customers to call. The website's got the 904 number, 783-4996.
I called you from my personal phone. I like to handle the business matters, the business administration operation stuff through my personal stuff. It's just easier for me to keep them separated. For the actual clients, they'll be using the 904-783-4996.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
Now, like I said, they're going to call that number. And for us, though, you want us to call the 240-203-4373 number?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. And is the email on the website the one you would want us to use to send you, like, longer pieces of information we want you to have for your records, the info at?
Yep, that's perfect, yep.
Okay, perfect, good. Most of the time we're just going to call you, you know, or give you maybe just a quick text message. We will send emails when it's a longer piece of information and something that we would want you to have for your records. Do you, though, have any preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Email, please.
Email? Okay, perfect. Oh, and Luis, Jess never did get your last name, sir.
It's Alvarez, A-L-Z-A-R-E-Z.
Okay. The one thing I did want to ask you, because I did see an address, the 6157 Autumn View Cove, Northwest. Now, is that an address you would want your customers to see?
That shouldn't be part of my business at all.
Is that your home address?
No, I've never heard of that address.
Really? I'm not sure why it's on here. I'll have to ask Jess where she found it. The reason I say that is Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, you know.
Right, that's right.
They don't expect you to maintain a storefront, a brick-and-mortar showroom, or anything like that. And they wouldn't want anyone to drive out to their to your home, in this case, any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll only be listed city and state, not even a physical zip code, and certainly not any street address. But Google's going to want to make sure that you are an active business in the local area. Of course, the businesses on the first page need to be local companies. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I guess my question is just to verify, the business name is going to be LCE Construction?
And Plumbing.
And Plumbing. Oh, I see that on the website. Okay. And the and is the ampersand, right? The symbol, not the word and spelled out? Okay, perfect.
That is perfect.
Okay. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at our client interview calendar. If you have time today, we'll schedule a follow-up call with our technician. It takes about 30 minutes or so. We'll want to verify information off of your website, information that I have, make sure that we know any mission statement or motto if you've got one, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, etc. If you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, so we do take care of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I'm required to do, because we're Google partners, before I get you off the phone, I have to read a voice verification. It takes about 3-5 minutes. It is recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're reducing the cost of the service, that we're actually going to waive the entire setup fee, and of course that it's month-to-month and you can stop at any time.
Okay, and you just answered that. So let's say, for example, I'm booked. That'll be great. But you know, I'm booked and I like to cancel my services for, you know, I don't know, 2 or 3 months. Is that a possibility?
That is a possibility. I can answer it now directly, but it is also in the voice verification. So it is completely month to month. It is at will. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on. You can pause it if you need to go on vacation. You can even pause the service seasonally if necessary. Now, I am actually required to read the voice verification before I get you off the phone. If you like, I can read it before I even ask you for that form of payment, and that way, if everything still makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Would that be fair?
Yes, but I have one last question, and I promise you can read it.
No problem. If it's more than one, that's okay.
The last question is, you said you were going to use the city and state for the address on Google Maps. Is that correct?
Right. I mean, Google has to have some sort of location for you. But we can change that at any time.
So, okay, and that's one thing. And the second to that question is, second part is there a mailing address that you need? Because that will be different than the So the business address is located in Orange Park, which is 556 Blair Moore. I'm not sure if you have that, because it's a little concerning that you gave me a different address. So I just want to make sure you have the information you require.
I'm trying to find out where she found that address or why it's populating on your profile here. Because I don't see that address connected anywhere. She's fairly new, so I'm going to have to ask her when I get off the phone where she got that address. But I want to update the information for sure. I just was going off of what she had here, and I'm going to have to ask her why she put that on there.
No problem.
It doesn't even look like it's accurate. But so we may need to mail you a PIN card. This is historically how Google was able to or preferred to verify that businesses are local. They wouldn't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those would be, you know, possibly rented by someone out of town. They are increasingly moving towards phone and video verification, so we might not even need any mailing address at all.
That's what I did. I did a video and submitted it to you guys.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, that always works. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, like I said, I would go ahead and read that voice verification for you. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. And as long as everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, let's proceed.
Okay. Give me just a second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Luis, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
LCE, construction, and plumbing.
Okay, and that's exactly why I have that, with the ampersand, the symbol for the word, not A-N-D, spelled out. And then, Luis, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Luis Alvarez-Rivera. My title is Operations Manager.
Okay. And then, as the Operations Manager of LCE, construction, and plumbing, Luis, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, Luis, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. We would want you to make sure that any information for your business online matches up with what we create. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we would ask that you would at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, in this case, we'll make sure that there's not a physical address that appears online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 28th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, meaning there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, and of course the social media campaign in this case will be included. Those Facebook ads are included as part of the package at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 28th of the month in that same exact reduced rate of $249, and once again that rate will never go up on you. And again, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service again if for any reason you get more work than you can take on, you get sick, you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service seasonally if necessary. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Luis, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Luis, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand and agree.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that first payment of just $249, did you want to put that on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express,
Visa.
Discover, Visa? Is it your name, first and last? Is it hyphenated, Alvarez Rivera, any middle initial?
Luis A. Alvarez.
Okay, Luis A. Alvarez on that card. You said it was a Visa card, so that should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4147.
Yes, sir.
1814.
Okay.
4121.
Yes, sir.
4719.
And then the expiration month and year?
428.
04 of 2028. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
031.
031. I've got 031, 031 on the back. I've got April or 04 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then, Luis, was the card itself 41, 47, 18, 14, 41, 21, 47, 19?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the billing address of that card?
It is 8, number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Code, I think your code, and then stream, one word.
Mm-hmm.
Court. Boonsboro, B-O-O-N-S-B-O-R-O.
And the zip code?
21713.
Okay.
It's Maryland.
Now, in about a minute here, you'll get a confirmation email, and Coldstream is one word, right?
Cold, yep, that's correct.
Okay. In about a minute, you're going to get a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
The email will suffice.
Okay, perfect. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can, of course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. Now, you said the actual business address, although we wouldn't necessarily be promoting it online, is a different address, right?
Correct.
What is that address, just so we can have it on file?
Yeah, it is 556 Blairmore, B-L-A-I-R-M-O-R-E,
uh-huh.
Boulevard, West, or just a W.
Okay.
And that's in Orange Park, Florida.
And that's 32073, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Gotcha. And that's where you're doing business for the most part, right? But a 60-mile radius in and around?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, like I said, in about a minute, you're going to get a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have that client support phone number and the support email. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. You will receive also a link on that email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing, and you'll receive that link by a direct text message as well. Now, when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. Let's see. Oh, the other thing that I wanted to do here is just to add another layer of protection for you. Just a simple question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they're with LCE Construction and Plumbing, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still, from time to time anyway, ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this is even more important, especially about a week or so from now when everything's online. If you start getting phone calls from people claiming to be Google, or even if they say, that's for your Google listing, etc., they would need to know the answer and the question. They would also need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. And if they can't give you that information nearly immediately, just politely let them go. And especially if they're asking you for more money for your Google listing, just please let them go. Like I said, the voice verification was attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. It clearly states it bills once a month on the 28th for exactly $249 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City where I was born.
City you were born. And then what is the answer?
It's Arecibo. Can you misspell it?
Sure, please.
Arecibo.
Okay, perfect. And I do have to type that in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And then for your follow-up call with your technician, you don't have to be in front of a computer for this particular call. We schedule by the hour. Call takes about 30 minutes or so. Gets you towards the very beginning part of the hour. Gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. It looks like I could get you in at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, and there is not a spot at 6. We're already booked out for 6. Would either 4 or 5 work out for you today to receive that phone call?
Not today. Can we do Monday?
Sure. Monday's going to have a lot more availability. Looks like pretty much anywhere between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. The one exception is when that department takes a late lunch at 3 o'clock. Would you want something kind of mid-morning, early afternoon, late in the day?
Can we do 11?
11? Sure. Oh, you'll be set there for 11. It'll be scheduled from 11 till 12. Like I said, it takes about half an hour or so, maybe a little more if you've got additional questions. But it'll get to you right towards the very beginning of the hour. If I do happen to be between phone calls, when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I may already be on a call. I don't get a lot of advance notice, but I'll try to keep my line open. But either way, they're going to call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I got local splash.
Initial invoice.
Yep.
That's the one.
Yep, got it.
Yeah, the welcome email should come in a second or so, and I'm glad that it hasn't already, but the one that you already have is the one that we would want you to see. If you click on it, open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing local splash. We've attached your invoice below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay. If you click on it, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. I don't want to walk you through all of this. I know that your time is valuable, but, of course, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. We will, though, mirror the content on Bing because about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. We want you to get those phone calls, too. Not just Google, Bing, and Yelp. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. There's a custom website included in case your website is ever going to be down. If you know it's going to be down for more than a week or so, we would use existing content and create a website for you as a placeholder until your website is back up and active. That's just something that is included there. But like I said, you've got a great looking website already. We're doing those Facebook ads as well, like I said, part of that $249 package. Now, you'll see the line that goes across it. Below it, it populates your mobile number and a couple of different boxes that we would want you to click. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, you want you to click on that box. You'll see a longer box below it with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. Click in that box and either type in your name exactly as it appears or copy and paste it. So it is case sensitive. The L and both A's are capitalized for your middle initial and last name. There's no period after the middle initial of A. Our system doesn't like punctuation in that particular field. Or if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy an extra space before or after. But once you've got your name as it appears in that box, please click the confirm signature box. It's the orange box that you see there. When you click on that, it does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waive the setup fee, reduce the cost, etc. And of course, it allows us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there already is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Luis, just let me know when you see that.
Yeah, confirmed and username and password, yeah. That's
okay. So you don't have to go that next step. In fact, if you did, you would for sure get an error message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. It comes from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. Now, let me see if the welcome email was sent. It was. You can click on the welcome email for your login information. Your username cannot be changed. It's in our system the same way. We've made it easy for you to remember. It's your phone number and easy for us to access the information. Just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, your username is 240-203-4373. At this point, Fab Friends, that's an interesting one. It's usually directly related to online marketing, that one maybe not so, but FABFRIENDS, all lowercase, no space, you probably would want to change that one. You certainly can change your password once you're able to access your tracking system. In the next day or so, or maybe, of course, it won't be the next day or so, it'll be Monday after we do your client interview, a day after that or so, you'll get a text and email letting you know that your tracking system is active. And once you access your tracking system, you can change your password. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. You did get another email. It's just an automated email. It goes out to everyone. But it might be something that you want to use anyway. It doesn't have to be anything and everything on there. And you can send everything to the support@localsplash.com email. If you want to email the photos team directly, photos@localsplash.com. And we'll give you all of this information again during your client interview. But there is also a link on the other email that you can use to send us photos as well. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Real pleasure speaking with you today. I do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you. I'd certainly be happy to speak with you again and say a quick hello to you on Monday.
Great. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
it. I appreciate you as well, Luis. I appreciate your kindness and patience. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.